Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, I'm outside the Hilton Polaris, the location where we're having our Igniting Souls conference, our global gathering of authors, coaches, speakers, and entrepreneurs. And this morning, I'm going to do what's called a walkthrough. Now, this walkthrough is actually with our videographer. And I'll probably be doing multiple walkthroughs with different individuals who are going to be involved in that day. And this is one of these strategies where I want to teach you today, and maybe, hey, as you plan your own event, you can grab some lessons from this, because I had to learn the hard way. You see, there's something powerful about a walkthrough, because when you're in the physical space, you can see things that you can't see if you're just watching 3D drawings or pictures online. To have the videographer, Jake, meet me here, and to literally walk in the room and say, hey Jake, here's what I see during this session. Here's the images I want you to capture. Here's the people that I think are gonna be in this section, and here's the people over in this section, and the speakers are gonna come out here, and we're gonna have the sound booth back here. All these different things that you cannot gain if you don't show up in the physical space. And I wanna challenge you, like, I get it, we are a digital society these days. We hide behind our laptops, and there is a point for that, but there's something powerful about literally stepping into the space. And this is what we do. We're having a walkthrough with our sound tech people in a few weeks. I've already brought some of our team here to walk through it. We had a sit down where we walked through all the entire meals that are being served, and they had menus, and it was fantastic. And we'll do this several times. You might call it practice. I call it creation. Because when I can go to a physical space, and I do this with my writing. In fact, I wrote Day Job to Dream Job in Shawshank Prison, okay? I wrote Elixir Project at a secret college campus where it takes place here in Ohio. That's the setting. There's just something about physically going in the space and absorbing it. Because I'll tell you what, your senses pick things up that you normally wouldn't pick up. As a result, I think you create a better product. So listen, I don't know what your dreams are, what your desires are. I used to have a friend, no joke. I used to have a friend who would tell me a story, very wealthy man now, but he used to tell me the story back when he had zero money. He would go and he would order just a cup of coffee in a very expensive hotel, just because he wanted to physically be in that space and imagine what it would be like one day to stay at the hotel and then to have his own event at the same hotel. And guess what? This gentleman is doing that today because he's getting his senses used to the physical surroundings. It's a whole different level of thinking. It's a whole different level of doing business, doing life, but literally getting in the space and imagining and training your body, your brain, the sights, the smells, the sounds to pick everything up. Because what happens is now this place isn't imaginary. You've created it first in your brain. And there's been so many times in my life and in my career where I experienced first creation initially, and then it wasn't until months later, years later, where it actually took place, second creation. We talk about that quite a bit in the book, Elixir Project, and the course, how to do first creation and second creation. This is how God created the earth. God said, let there be light, right? And there was light. There is no gap between ideation and implementation. And the very best entrepreneurs, they close that gap between ideation and implementation. You can do that every single day as well, wherever you are. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Go make a road trip to the place that you want to create something amazing at. Soak it in and let your senses do the rest. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.